Going to try to continue in the sinyan of Bakoshas Kapara for Meisim, especially in the Sefer Chasidim. Let's just chazer over what it says in Kuf Ayin Aleph. The Pasuk Kapil Amcha Yisrael Shepadisa Hashem Ruuya Kapara Zusha Techape Afal Yotze Mitzrayim. And as someone pointed out to me, the question is, Kapara Zusha Techaper on everything, or Kapara Zusha Techaper on the inyan of Ki Motze Cholol Ba'adoma Loi Noida Mihiko, this Shepatru B'loi Lechem B'loi Mozoin, etc. There was no Levoya, so Memela, they felt guilty. Is this something, if it happened in Mitzrayim, and, you know, all the way back until Yotze Mitzrayim, that this would be a Kapara for them? Or is it a Kapara in general? But in any case, it says Bechlal Sha Meisim Tzrichim Kapara. He says, how can you have such a kapara? Lamaisa, the person didn't look for a kapara for himself. And if there is a kapara for himself in his misa, then what do you need another kapara for? That's the kasha of the Sefer Chasidim. And he brings an example of chata shemesu baleo lemisa azla. If you add a korban chatas, behema is no longer viable if the person who did the chait and was makdish to carbon lachatos doy. So she ain't kapara lachamisa. Ki b'chav limovis ha'odam niskapar la'abonoisa. He says the reason is because the person already has a kapara. Misa is mechaperes. Elokacho makadosh baruch hu b'ro mezaka abba k'goin sha'av choyte b'noisin es b'noi l'um etoiru masim toivim hoyo val yidei ha'av zocha ha'bein b'ro mezaka abba. So he mentions here something that we were ma'arich be'arichus gedoyla last time and the time before, that the idea of a son doing for the father in this particular case is really not so much the son doing, but the payol yotze through the son of the good works of the father, that he was mechanech such a son lemitzus ulemasim tovim. So really, the zuchus is the father's to begin with. Except it reflects itself on a continuous basis in the hatzloch of the son in Avodas Hashem. So even if the father's gone, he's not there to see the nachas, but the fact that the child is improving and contributing and doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim constantly, all of this is a siman that he had a good hadroch and that the father took good care of him b'shas ma'isa. So really, the zuchus is the father's. Because of the father, the bein is zoicha to that hatzlocha in avodas Hashem. So brom is akaba. If him avit tibul labanim lasidvarim lacham moisam, harik shasu abanim kiilu yasu avos. So he had something else here. If the father commanded them to do good things, a lot of times machshava toiva kadosh baruch hu mitzar for lemaisa lemoshel. Right. So in this particular case, it's not machshava toiva only, because the Maisa was commanded already, even though the father himself never got to do it. So if the father leaves a tzava, plain and pashut, that's what a tzava is. And he says, these money should go to tzedakah. He says that the children should fulfill these and these in yonim. So it's as if the father had already accomplished it, even though in the Olam HaEmes, once again we repeat, they can't do anything for themselves anymore. But since they left, they planted the seeds of that activity while they were alive. So even though the activity was accomplished after they were gone from this world, nevertheless, it's lemafreya credited to them. So that's why, again, it's bedoyme to the previous inyan, the chinuch of the child and the tzava of the father to the child. V'chein, he adds, vaita, matzinu, Mikan, excuse me, Tiknu Shenoidrin Tzdoka, Sheyitav La'oisam Shekvar Mesu. This, L'chaira, is what we call a non sequitur. Why? Because if we explain that it's because the father was Mitzaveh, in the case of Noidrin Tzdoka, the father wasn't Mitzaveh, we're doing it on our own, it should be Le'ili Nishmas. So he says, Mikan, Tiknu Shenoidrin Tzdoka, Sheyitav La'oisam Shekvar Mesu. Right? So, Vaistois, that my interpretation of the previous line must have been wrong. Because if we're learning that the father's tzavo is like a machshava that leads to a maisa, that's only if the father said something. If the father commanded them. But if they do it on their own, now, if they do it on their own because they got a good chinuch, so it's not so much the tzedakah, it's the fact that the chinuch brought them to bring tzedakah. But Me'echa tasted that it's only if they had a chinuch. What happens if a person had a father that was distanced from the child for whatever reason. It could be a good reason. I mean, not a negative reason, or it could be a bad reason. The father abandoned the child. Nevertheless, the person gives tzedakah l'ilui nishmasa. The whole shaila about tzedakah for neshama of a rasha. So you see here, he quotes later that Elisha ben Avuya, and nevertheless they were misbaled for him. They tried to schlep him out of Gehenna. And you'll see in the sheet that you have here, there's a whole discussion about that inyan. What about a ger tzedek to be misbaled for the health, for the improved health, for the chayla, his father a guy? Or if his father died, what about saying kaddish for him? So there's a whole shaila about that. So all of these things, you don't have to have a father necessarily that's connected to you or that was mechanech you. The ger tzedek was not mechunech by his father to be a ger. He became a ger on his own, obviously. So in all of these cases where the father didn't contribute to the chinuch, you can still give tzedakah l'ilui nishmasa. So Vaisdos, when he says that he was mitzaveh, it simply means as follows. It is taka the previous thing that he was mechanech them, the zchus of the father. But now he's going to a next point that it's possible even without the zchus of the father, per se. So what does it mean he was mitzaveh? Simply, the fact that they fulfilled his request and they gave tzedakah, it's the giving of the tzedakah that tzedakah tatzul mimadas. So even if the father wasn't mitzaveh, then tzedakah tatzul mimadas. So we really have two different inyanim. One inyan is the zchus of the father, and the other inyan is the zchus that the child brings independent of the father for the sake of the father's neshama. There's two different inyanim. Otherwise, there's no hemshech in the words of the Sefer Chassidim. And then he adds, this does follow. V'chein mayol lemesim, sha'achayim mispallim aleihem, or tzedakah sh'naisnim aleihem. It means not just parents. Anybody. U'tzedakah tatzel mimaves, mimaves shebazeh oylam, u'mimaves shalo'osid. Right? So then he brings the examples of the different people that were mevakish for the niftarim after they were gone. So now let's go to Kuf Ayin. So we did this last time, we're going to go to Kuf Ayin. Ma'ase b'chassid echad, I asked the question last time, we'll get to it. Ma'ase b'chassid echad, shaya noyder b'shvil ha'neshamais, b'shvil kroivav. V'chakach noyder ha'koil b'stam, b'shvil kol ha'neshamais. Omer lo'y ma'atoy sekein, v'omer lo'y mipnei sh'yesh mehem sh'aninene b'schusoy, v'lo'y e'ya kofi toiva. V'oid, hein k'moy kein b'shvilam yetiv li. So he says, in the giving of tzedakah for these neshamas, the question is, what is he giving for neshamas in general? So he says, maybe I had some benefit from them, and I don't want to be a kafri toiva, so I'm davening for their neshama, I'm giving tzedakah on their behalf. It'll be a benefit for me as well. It's the same kasha. So he says, no. Why? Because tzedakah shenoisnin doima le'egla arufa sha'amru roi kapora zu l'chaper al yotze mitzrayim le'mafreya. So again, l'cha'ayra, what is the dimyon to the egla arufa? What does one thing have to do with the other? So what he means to say is only that there's a raya from egla arufa that you can do something now, and it has a ta'elis for people who are no longer alive. Because the kapara and the mason by the bringing of the egla arufa. So even if it's just for the inyan of egla arufa, whatever happened in ancient times earlier that they brought the egla arufa today is a tayelus even for those who may have not been able to bring the egla arufa. So how is it a tayelus for them? They're already gone, and misa was already mechaperes. Vaistoy said even misa mechaperes, but you could still have an extra kapara. So this extra kapara for mesim of the egla arufa, he says the same thing occurs when you give tzedakah. When you give tzedakah. The yesh litzayim ashekosav agoyim Reb Yosef Yusuf, the sefer Yosef Oimetz, shetikun amiras kadosh baruch hu bilvad zehu rak la'ami ha'aretz. He says that those people who satisfy themselves for the ilui neshama by saying Kaddish and Baruch Hu, that's because they are ignorant and they're not able to learn. This isn't a nasty remark. He's trying to make the point that Torah is the best tzach for the neshama. So some such people who can learn. What about people who can't learn? What should they do? So that's what he says, that they should say Kaddish and Baruch Hu. But the Iker, he says, is Limud HaTorah. That's better than anything else. That's what he writes. he says, "Avolimur atayra mayol shiv asayim mikol atfila ba'kadeshim." I don't mean he means it literally. He means it's much, much more valuable for the neshama. V'mabein mechadish chidushei toira ein erech gadol yoseh me'akovet shezoicha aviv b'shiva shalmala. V'lachein kol avel al av v'aim. If there's an avar rachman al itzlan, yarbe kol ma she'evsha b'limud ha'tayra ayin shab. V'chein kasev b'seif yisoy b'shor sh'avoda in the tzava, and the shalchus beitz v'dvaz in the tzava at the end of the sefer. So, this is from a tshuva of the Chayav Adas of the Chacham Avadya Yosef. But l'maisa, you see, he's bringing kadmonim. He's not saying his own tairas here. He says that there are a number of svarim that point out the chashivus of limud ha'tayra for the sake of aliyas neshama. You have here from Moshe Feinstein, the screen will come up in a moment, and the alternative screen that says the same thing, that Limud HaTorah is more important than anything else, and Memela Hachzokas Limud HaTorah has the kiyum of Limud HaTorah and Tfila sort of Vavasachas. But one's own personal learning is Oila Al Kulam. Tzedakah is equally important, and it's not a stira. Because you can give, it's not like, you know, if you give tzedakah, you can't learn, or if you learn, you can't give tzedakah. You can definitely do both, and one should. But the inyan of limud ha'Torah, that it has a special zechus. He doesn't explain, however, what the makar for that is, and he doesn't explain, really, why that should be so. You know, so that's an interesting thing that perhaps next time, maybe we would go into a little bit more. So going back to the Sefer Chassidim in the Kuf Ayin, so he says, V'oid, im yoyma odo ma moyo la'acha misim ha'bein rosha, hare av yochol ibdoisi b'tzdoka, v'oyma ochloi poda yifte ish. He says, how could it be that he's going to be paid to him in Habein Rasha? Hare Av Yuchal Livdoise Bitzdoka, is there such a thing? El Lefisha Matsinu Shim Nodar, Lahavi Oilo Haben Mevio Lacham Isosai, Lefisha Komasha Matsinu Ba'oilo Matsinu Bitzdoka. He's trying to figure out a way of how to explain why Tzdoka Tatsil Mimoves, a person who was Nifta. The Zubar Benedub and the Dovah for Pishen Raya Lagamrika Ben Ena Yochalav Yoyla Shalik Nishaviv. Nevertheless, and then he brings the two Maisim that we had, just chazering it over, one Maisim with the Yisrael, one Maisim with the Goy, about how they encountered a Nifter, and he asked him, why are you still walking around? And he said, whatever, and he gave him the Zechus that he should be able to have peace finally. I just want to point out that his kasha of about the Beinu Rasha, what did he mean over here? He's saying like this. We said originally, and this is something that the Sefer Chassidim has said a number of times, if the Ben is going in the righteous way, then what he does is really because of the chinuch of the father, memel it's directly accrued to the father. But what if the Ben is not besaid, it's still tzedakah tatsumi mothers. He can still give tzedakah for the nifter. But obviously, it's not because of his anhoga that the father's getting a zechut. On the contrary. So you see that there's a separate inyan of tzedakah tatsumi mothers. So he says it's like bringing an oila. But then he says, but even an oila you can't bring unless the father left it. So he says, well, he doesn't really explain the connection. He just says, lamaisa, it's not like a chatas, it's like an oila, but you can give tzedakah, and the tzedakah is tatsil mimavis. You know, from the pasuk alone and from the egla rufa, that's really where he has the brunt of his raya. The rest of it is just a lot of trying very, very hard. In the bris oila, tzedakah shenoisnin he wrote a sefer Shai Yosef. You know, the Chidah wrote faster than you can read. It's I don't know how he was possibly able to produce so many svarim. Obviously, I have photographic memories to go into a library with manuscripts and walk out of the library and then copy over the manuscripts a few days later from his mind, which is really absolutely incredible. Mamish, a photograph. Abba, he wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote. So he wrote a lot of different svarim. There's a Sefer HaHoyrius, and this Sefer Shar Yosef, he has an Arichus Dvarim on this inyan. That's what he's saying. There are two stories that he brings here in Kufayin. Migoy v'Yisrael achashem meisu kama hayu mitzdarim al agezel v'nischanenu lahashuv agzela v'asher liyesh leleiv yemaher loshuv right v'oven v'yoda yarchikeyu v'yoshuv l'Hashem v'yrachameyu. He says to a person, listen, you learn this kuf ayin and you say to yourself, I have to come on to somebody else that I should wander around after Meir v'chamishim, whatever, and I need somebody else to save me. It's better not to do the Aveira. And then you don't have any problems. You don't need anybody to save you, he says. He says, Kibakuk, kama hayu mitztarim al hagezel v'nischananu, and they had to get on their knees, kivayochol, that beg others to return the gzela and give them peace in Olam Haba. Vasher yesh lo yelev, whoever has a heart in him, yemaher loshuv, v'oven biyada yarchikeyu v'yoshev el Hashem v'yrachameyu. So that's what I wanted to bring from that Sefer Chassidim. And there's one more, Tav Reish Yud Aleph. Harei kosuv mishle Yud Aleph. Oh, so he mentioned the Rekeach, so I just have on the Upaiskin Stoka Avur Avoisov Nishmes Kroivov, Lefisha Soima Besoiv Atatisava Hakipurim, Achaz Beshona Yechaper, Venosnu Ish Koifer Navshel Hashem. So on Yom Kippur, there's a special inyan of giving Stoka. He has a Smichus, he has a Remez here. The other Remez, of course, is the Egla Arufa. Kapil Amcha Shepadiso, so a day of Kapura, which is Yom HaKippurim, so it's Kapil Amcha Yisrael plus Asher Padiso. So the Kapur is not just the Egla Rufa Kapur, but the day of Kapura par excellence, that's the day which also requires Asher Padiso, and that's what I told you that we say Anachnu Va'avoyseinu Chotonu, and we ask Kapura for them as well. Furthermore, another reason we say Nachnu V'Avoseinu is because if they were Chayte, that it could be that the Hashpa was on us as well, and the door was not Mechunach properly. So when we say we did a Chayte, we ask that any possible stretch that goes back to them on account of what we did is also should be Mechupar. Then now he brings another Remez from the Parsha of Tetzaveh, but whatever it is, and then of course the Hemshech Achaz Bashoni Chape, and then it says in Kisisa V'Nosnu Ish Koyfer Nafshoi. So he says that Achaz Bashoni should be Nosnu Ish Koyfer Nafshoi Lashem, and again it should be Nishmais Kroivov and Avoisov. Yeah, the Gemara in the Sefer Chassidim brings this Gemara Baba Basra we mentioned already, and the Sefer Chassidim again Harek Siv. So he says that the reason that there are two psukim because we're talking about two different people. One of them has money and the other one doesn't have money. How can a person who doesn't have money accomplish the mitzvah of tzedakah? By getting other people to give. So he says that person, one person is Utztoka Tatzel Mimavis, who gives the Tztoka, and the other person, Tztoka Tatzel Mimavis, who makes others give and gets others to give Tztoka for the Oni or for a good cause, etc. You know, Chazal over there say, Godla Ma'asa Yoisim Min Ha'isa, that the person who causes to give Tztoka is even greater than the person who gives. So he says that these two psukim are talking about those two different madrigas. Va'oid. It's a very interesting thing. He learns that La Yoyal Hoin Biyoim Evra is the person who didn't give tzedakah and didn't allow others to give tzedakah. So it's interesting that his mahalach over here. You have two psukim, right? Our pasuk in Mishle Yud pasuk Beis Lo Yoyilu Otzres Rasha, and the other pasuk says Lo Yoyil Hoyim Biyoyim Evra. So he learns that the negatives of these two positives, the positive is repeated itself. So he says, what's one? He gave the money. What's the other? He got others to give the money because he doesn't have any tzedakah to give himself. He doesn't have any money. In the negative, it's also the same. He doesn't give. He doesn't let others give. That reminds us of Pirkei Avos, of course. So Lemaisa, his interpretation of the Psukim is different than the interpretations that we had before, but it's also included in the same pasuk. That's the mile of having something that's so general that it has many, many possibilities inside of it. Then he says as follows, a very interesting shtickle here. He says, Vim loy lomad v'loy osa shaloy zocha b'mitzis of maisim toivim, Im loy nosan b'chayav oly nosan m'moynoy b'chayav b'yad ne'mon loseis la'acha moysoy. Again, he's repeating, you can also give the money and entrust him or be mitzavah somebody that after he's gone, he should give the money. That's what we call a tzavah. Ilu oy acherim noisnim b'shvil oy bayis moly zov b'shvil ha'meis lo yoyol ze zoyche v'ze nene einoy moyol. He says an amazing thing. He's not happy with the idea that somebody could be a scoundrel. It's a very important shtickel here in the Sefer Chassidim. He's not happy that somebody could be a scoundrel all his life and use his money for all kinds of nonsense and trivialities and self-indulgence, exactly. And then somebody else is going to come along and save him by giving tzedakah. He doesn't like the idea at all. He says, "Ki ma hifsid arosh harinei leboilam hazeh ulosid yorish gan eden b'tarach shel zeh? Im zocho k'mo kein osa aveiro yochol achai b'shvilo lis'anis alispalel she'imot peronusa k'neged ma she'achai mekabel peronius? He says, what happens if a person would say, let's make a deal? It almost sounds like a very, very sarcastic or cynical yisachar zvulun. But it's not Torah and tzedakah. I'm not supporting you to learn. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to do a bunch of averis. And since tzedakah is tatzel mimavis, so you give tzedakah for me, I'll do the averis, you'll give the tzedakah, and then I'll be all right. So he says, so that's totally absurd. So why is it any different if a person lived a profligate life and then somebody's going to save him from Ganon because he gives tzedakah afterwards? You can't make that kind of Yisachar Zvulun arrangement either. So, yeah. Now what happens, another thing he says, what happens if a person says, by the way, you have that issue in the expression Hareini Kaparas Mishrova. In fact, we spoke about it many, 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 many months ago. A long, long time ago. What's the inyan of Hareini Kaparas Mishkava that a person says the first year? Is it possible that a person should accept upon himself the punishment? He's not deserving of the punishment. And who is he, a bailim, to take the punishment that it's meted out for somebody as a substitute? There's no such thing as a substitute. You can't offer yourself as an alternative. Where is there that it says that somebody could do something like that? So the whole shaila is then, what does Hareini Kaparas Mishkava mean? So that's not something that we're going to discuss, but I just point out that he says that a person can't do that either. Right? Zedafka im zocha v'chota, aval im loy zocha lo yoyil. He says if he has his chus plus a chait, if the person has his own chus plus a chait, then it could help. Now, he says like this, Harei Reb Meir hispalel b'shvil acher lachnisa b'gehenem kedei sheyishar lo zuchoyosa v'yoychol lo'asad lovay. Reb Yochanan oitziyo min aperonius. So he says, Reb Meir said he should have the gehenem so he should be able to have the zuchusim that he had clean. Reb Yochanan said, I'll take him out of gehenem. So how did Reb Yochanan do something like that? Then he adds, v'efshar shekibel Reb Yochanan shum inu yoyosat stoka sheyishokul keneged arois. He says, I don't know. It must be that there is such an idea. It was after struggling against it for several lines, he says, then what's going on over here? And then he brings the example of Shmuel and Levi. V'chein Reb Shim ben Yochai, sh'ratza liftet sa'olam in adin, v'tnei shekach omar, ra'isi b'nei aliyah v'eim u'atim, im sh'nayim heim, ani u'b'ni heim. V'omar kach ani osisi z'chuyas harbe, v'kibalti tzar v'inuyim harbe b'ma'ora, v'loi b'shvil av'inoisei, harei inuyim sh'loi k'din kibalti, v'oisa ma'isi sh'oiko k'neged inu sh'roi lo v'l'rishoyim alo v'niseyim. U'baza ayisi poitra min adin, miyoim adin. Vim yesh lehem zuchus, baze lo yafsidu. Vim zuchus ein lohem, gan eden ein lohem. Af al pisha poitrin. Ki lo yitachin lo yisai say lema bo le misha lo yom al boi. So here he comes to his maskona and he says as follows. He says, Avada givis, you see from the Makairis, that a person who is a stranger to the Nifter can actually take away the punishment that is deserving to him, but only to the extent that there is something meted out against him or a block from the Zechuyos that will bring him to Gan Eden. But what if a person is a Rosh HaGomor and he doesn't have any Zechuyos? So you can't give a person Gan Eden. It's very interesting. It's interesting that the Lashon is Tzedakah Tatzil Mimavas. It doesn't say Tzedakah Noisen Gan Eden. Noisen Chay. It says Tzedakah Tatzil Mimavas. So he tainas that all Acher Elisha ben Abuya, for example, he had tremendous achusim also. He taught Torah. So he also was, of course, punished. So the punishment is taken away by Rabbi Yochanan in order that the Zechuyos should be able to have their proper effect and bring him into Gan Eden. But if he wouldn't have any of those Zechuyos, if he lived a totally useless, profligate life, then the fact that you are taking away his tsar is not going to mean anything, because he's not going to get Gan Eden, he says, black on white. Ki lo yitochen loseis oylem habo lemi shaloi omal boy. The ksiv ayotzius atzmis malcha Yehuda nyumio, v'chizkiyo gir atzmis ovid liyis loi kapora, v'fishakotzov, v'atiya v'noisam la'atzmosam. That's what I told you, that you mentioned Avosenu, Uksiv Yizchar Avon Avosov El Hashem, V'chatas Imo Yal Timach. So Lemaisa, the sum total of what the Sefer Hasidim says, it definitely can improve the matzav and take away the punishments, but you cannot use the chusim in this world for the benefit of others unless that is really their chusim to begin with in order to provide that aid. In other words, you can't provide the pluses, but you can take away the negatives. It's a very interesting mahalach.
And the Ger Tzedek's father?
The Ger Tzedek's father will soon see.
What's the definition of Aliyas Hashanah?
Right, so that's that. So now, next time, we're going a little bit into it. I want to get to that point. What does it mean? The Shamas will have an Aliyah, and there should be an Aliyas Neshama, and so on. What is the question? So, from the perspective of the Sefer Hasidim, it means as follows. To the extent that, this is something that we have to kind of like, we're using words, but we really don't have the ability to go beyond the words, because we can't see it with our eyes of flesh, what we are talking about. We're talking about abstractions with words that are bus of a dumb words. That's always a very big problem. So we use the words God ate, and God is a garden. There's no garden. It's not a garden. A garden is a place which has flowers, petunias. That's what a garden is. It's not a garden. And, you know, and Eden is a place, the place in the Horn of Africa place, but that this is not Eden. This is a Gan Eden. This is an idea. And the idea is something that we grope to understand with our, the Chazal say, Ayin lo yorasa alikim zulasecha, right? That a Kodesh reward is something that it's impossible for us to comprehend, is for fundamental reason that human beings cannot go beyond their ability to think and to describe, which is extremely limited by the capacity for us to touch and to feel and to smell and to hear and to see. We just have our senses and we go to the world with our senses. A little bit more that exists that we know about is because we have instruments that can pick up things that our senses cannot pick up. But we already know from those instruments that things exist that we have no idea of. And if we wouldn't have those instruments, or if you just come into a place, do you know that right now, every single ball game on earth is in this room? I'm not joking. Every ball game on earth that's being broadcast is in this room right now. We're just missing the shortwave radio. That's what we're missing. That's all that we're missing. But the ball game is managed going through your bodies right now. They tell stories about people who had fillings in their teeth and picked up radio programs. I don't never heard anybody give a story about somebody picked up my shiur on his teeth, but for myself, you never know. Came on the Shvis. It's important to know that, you know. You talk about Shade and Mazik, and everybody gets very nervous. Where are they? You know. So, The truth is that we have no hasoga of what's going on beyond our senses at any given moment. But when we produce these microwaves and radio waves and infrared and ultraviolet and all of the things that we pick up, 99% of our astronomical knowledge today, and I mean that seriously, 99%, comes from instruments that are not picking up the visual picture like a large telescope. It's an amazing thing. Today we have knowledge that comes from things that are beyond our senses' ability because of the instruments that we have to pick them up. And that's basically, we don't have the kelim. That's the problem, to know about Gan Eden and Gehenna and all of these things. But we have a Masaira, and the Masaira tells us little intimations, little hints about what it's all about. And even then it's Kula Haivalai, because it's very hard to put the pieces together. That's probably one of the main reasons that we don't talk about these things so much. Because we don't know anything about them. And the minute we try to talk, it sounds either very puerile, very childish, very, very, you know, like, because the limitations make it sound childish. And then it's open to all kinds of sarcastic and satirical comments. And of course, the person doesn't believe makes a field day of these things. You know, the pearly gates by the Goyim Lahavdil, the angel Gabriel standing at the pearly gates. So, you know, so that's you can make chizuk as much as you want. But the fact of the matter is that the remuzim are to some reality that we can't fathom, but it's as real can be, and it's more real maybe than this world. So the Ayin L'Ras idea, you know, we're trying to figure out exactly the nuances of something like that. It's a very, very difficult thing to do. But Aliyas Nesham is one of those nekudas that in our Masaira we hear about it over and over and over again. And every time somebody makes a tikkun for a yard site or whatever it is, the neshama zol havman aliyah. May the neshama have an elevation. So what exactly is that elevation? So we know that there's a chazal, I'm not talking about it now, I'd like to wait for next time, but there's a chazal that says, tzadikim ein lehem menucha loy bo lemaseb loy bo lemabo, shenema, yeyochu michayel ochoyel yiru lekim betziyah. Make a siyum, you always hear that. So tzadikim ein lehem menucha bo lemaseb, has many, many different meanings, and of course a person can never rest on his laurels, and we spoke about it many, many times. And you have to keep growing and steiging, and that's the whole avodah of Yiddishkeit. The minute somebody stays put in Yiddishkeit, he's sunk. And of course, you don't stay put, because that's a fact. Part of the dynamic of Hatzlocha is the dynamic itself. You have to keep moving. Every level has to lead to another level. And there's always something further to reach for. The minute a person stops reaching, his avoda stagnates. You can't stay on a level. If you don't reach, you're not on that level altogether. That's the problem. Because each level has a reaching aspect to it that defines it and helps concretize what it's all about. So if I'm in Zahirus properly, I should very, very much want to be in Zahirus. If I don't have that urge for his reasons, is a chesaron in my zehirus. That's the point. And so on in the whole price of Pinchas ben Yoyim Maseches Avodah Zarah, which is the foundation of the Mesilas Yesharim. So, when we look at this idea of Aliyah Ba'ilam Azeh, we understand it. Tzadikim ein lehem menucha Ba'ilam Azeh. What about Ba'ilam Avodah? Why not? Let them have menucha. So the answer is because it's Yelchu Michael Ochoyim. It's Madregas. So what is number one? What does it mean, Madregas? So obviously, there's a different kind of Gan Eden, if you will. The kind of Nan and Miziv Ashkina is different for Chaim Yankel and for the Vilna Goyen and for the Baal Shem Tov. You understand? So that's there are levels in Madregas. So apparently, Neshamas have the ability to go from one level to the next. But the question is, if they can't do for themselves, then what exactly is the Neshama, what tool is available to the Neshama to go Michayel Elchoyim? Or is this something automatic? So that's what we have to discuss a little bit. And now, in this idea that the Neshama Zol Hobman Aliyah, or the Tikkun, or the Brachas that you make, or the Tzedakah that you give, or the Torah that you learn, so apparently you can move the Neshama forward. So he's talking about Sefer Chassidim and Tzedakah Tatzel Mimamas. That's preventing the Neshama from the punishments of Gehenna and allowing him Gan Eden. Gan Eden, he says, that he has to achieve by himself. You can't make Gan Eden for somebody else. Here you're talking about something that you're malad the neshama from level to level in Gan Eden. So we have to understand that. We have to try to grope to understand those things a drop better, or to at least see what the parameters are. I just want to point out to you the Rabbeinu Bechaya. It's a very beautiful piece. You know, the Rabbeinu Bechaya always begins his parsha with a psicha. And the psicha, most of the time, is from Sefer Mishlei, the first pasuk. So when he gets to Parshas Kisavo, he begins, Kabbis Hashem Yonecha, Umereshis Kotfu Oscha, Vimolu Asamecha Sova, Vatirish Yikavecha, Yikavecha Yifreitzu. We know this pasuk already. Shloim HaMelech Olav HaShalom Hissel HaSonu Bekan Al Midas HaBitochein Ubalo Idiya Shechabit Odom Mehoinoi LaKadosh Baruch Hu V'loi Teira Enoi Boi Ki Yifazer V'yitin Le'avyoinim Avo Yiftach B'Hashem Yisbar Ki B'Glal Adov HaZeh Yivarchei U'B'chol Ma'aseh Yodav. There's a natural instinct to hold on to your hard earnings and not let it go. So he says to open up your hand and give it to somebody else who didn't earn it, it's not natural to a person. So he has to have the midas habitochon. Ve'ein olachshav shebesibas hapizur hazeh yechzar hono. It's like I always point out that the Rambam says la'olam ein adam ma'ani min hatzdakah. Kikein omar shloimoi noisen larosh ein machzor. You cannot lose by giving to the poor. Ach yesh lo lahamin be'emes ki Hashem yis'al yosef olav. Not only won't he lose, but he'll actually gain. This is a good investment. Kikein omar Yesh mefazer v'noisaf oid. For oid amru, and that's our pasuk yud, pasuk beis, in Mishlei, lo yayilu oitzis resha, tzdoka tatsu mimogas. Yoima, ki yisrei nahoin, what's oitzis resha? What does resha mean? He gained it by gezel. That's why it's called an oitzer that comes through resha. So lo yayilu, it will never help him. And what about the opposite? He says like this. The parallel of the pasuk is an irony. Here a person has more money. There a person has less money. Why does he have less money? Because he gave it away to the poor. So he has less money. And there, why does he have more money? Because he stole it. So he says the person has more money from stealing, it's not going to help him at all. And the person has less money, that's tremendous benefit. Tzedakah tatzu mimavus. So that's what he says. He says the Yisrael lo yoyil because it's from gezel. V'achisaron sheyachsa litzedakah yoyiloi ki tatzilenu min amavus. V'zesh amru zal melach momon choser or chesed. That if you sprinkle your money around, you will be. You'll have tremendous zechusim. The kevan shekain roy lo adam sheyachsar mamono lechol dvar mitzvah v'kinyone amal. It's interesting. He says it's not just tzedakah. It's good to whenever you spend money on mitzvahs or improving yourself in any way in avodas Hashem, you have to spend money like hiring a rebbe or whatever it is. Or befrat b'mitzvahs hatzedakah. Okay, a nice in tzedakah la'ani hakadosh baruch hu nice. He gives it really to Hashem. And when you give it to Hashem, don't be a big shot, because you're really giving back to Hashem what He gave you. Because really, everything belongs to Hashem. That's what David HaMelech says in Divrei Yomim, Ki Mimcha Hakol Umyotcha Nasanu Loch. That's why, by the way, when we read this parsha, which is the parsha of Vayvorech David, right, and we say that everything belongs to you, we give money to the Pushka. That's where the place you give money into the Pushka, because that's the idea. It's all from Hashem anyhow. Everything that a person could, any kind of gain, any plus, any benefit, so you have to be mechabed es Hashem. Okay. Just go, please. There's a very, very important Tosfos in Sota Daf Yud, which is mentioned by many of the Svarim that speak about these in Yonim. David HaMelech tried to save Avshalom. So he wants to know, it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Dalid, Abba Loi Mezakeh Bro, that a father can't save his son. Only a son can do for the father, but a father can't do for the son. So the Tosfos says that's only without tefillah. But tefillah has a kayach that even a father can save his son. That's what he says. Inami, the last two lines. Inami motzi lemeima hada omar abba loy mezaki bro, that a father cannot be mezaki for his son. Hainu mishum kibud kvoid ha'av, ein moinin milin noisai imarishayim b'loy tefillah. It means like this. A father is a great person, and he's a tzaddik yisoid olam. It's a bizayon noira that his child should be in Gehenna. The Bezayin. So maybe because of the covet of the father, that alone is sufficient. So Tosfos says no. But if the father davens for him, for David is palel alav shalom, tefila is mayelis. So you see an interesting thing that Tosfos holds that even a father can do for his son. But the medium is not, it's not just because he's there. You see, by his son, because the father was mechanechim, the etzem uvda of the son's hatzlacha in avodas Hashem is accruable to the father. But the reverse, of course, is not so. So what is it? We would have a havamina that the bizayon might be unfair to the father. Because what did the father do wrong? He tried. Kamashmala, no, the bizayon is not enough to take the father and give the father zechusim to the son who's the Rasha. But if the father specifically davens for the son, then he has a tayelis. Avot tfilo mayelis v'david hispalil alav shalom. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, that's what's mashma. So I just want to do the first shtickle and we'll leave the yechavidahs for next time, plus the inyan bli neder bli shvua of aliyas neshama. So he writes like this: Ra'isi la Rav Marachap that Reb Chaim Palagi the Sefer Chaim Biyad Simen Kuf Yedalet Shekosav Mashenagu Bireinu Izmir in Turkey. V'kama Ayoros Shenoisnim Kaddish Basra la Rav Mayritzay. It's a very interesting thing. You know that there's an Indian that after Aleinu they say Kaddish. What happens if there's no other? So somebody gets up and he says Kaddish. In Izmir, the Rav used to be the one who says that Kaddish. So he wants to know what's that all about. So he's masbir a very interesting thing. Shamati mipi kodesh min rav agodol v'de'or yoreach zal, it's one of the gedolim in his time, shahoya oimer kiyan amiras kodesh hui lohogin ala nefesh hameis latzile migenem v'are yesh kama meisim shebi yisrael shaloi zochu lebonim sheyomru kodesh alein olav. There are a lot of people who are nifta without children, or Rachmana Litzlan, whose children are Latarbus Ra, and they don't say Kaddish. They may not even know about Kaddish. They're so far removed. Bizman Azeh. Lachain Tiknu Sheyoyma Arav Meirat Sedek Kaddish, for whom Megan Lachol Nefoshes Meis Shemesu Shein Le Mi Sheyoyma Kaddish Ba'adam. Zeh Tamtsis Dvorov Ad Kan Lashoyna Ayin Shom. So he says an amazing thing, that the Rav is saying Kaddish in order to supply a Kaddish or provide a Kaddish for all those Niftarim who can't have anyone say Kaddish for them because they have no children or because their children don't say Kaddish or wouldn't say Kaddish. Hine muchach, the yesh te'eles b'kaddish lemeis, afilu al yedei ish zar she'eino krovo. He says, what does it help? If it's an Indian that the son says Kaddish is the te'eles, we understand. But if it's not the son, it's the Rav. So what's the Tayelis for the Rav saying Kaddish for a Nifta? So he says, you see, that's such an Inyan. You know, it's again, like you see from this story, and from the way he paskin, that there is such an Inyan. You see what happened? The Rav Paulin, he asked the following question. This is the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai asked the following question. There was a person who was Nifter, and he left a son. But the people in the family, with the rest of the children, or the girls, whatever, they weren't confident that the son will always say Kaddish. So they wanted to hire somebody and pay him money that he should say Kaddish on a regular basis. B'kviyos. And you know he's getting paid, and he's going to say Kaddish Erev Oikev Tzarayim. So can you do that? So he says, first let's establish that this Bechlal and Inyan of being able to say Kaddish for money, not for money, for somebody else, who's not the child for the father, but simply a stranger. So he says, you see that you could. So he says, Memela, Yesh Tayelis Bekadish Lemes, Afila Aydeh Zorshein Akroivai, Val Kain, Yofu Oysa Zeha Shoyal Haskir Echod Yerei Shamayim, Shayoyim Bechol Yoyim Kadeshim Bavu Nefesh Bitoi, Akvor Yodua Mashikos Rabbeinu Arizal, Besefer Kavonis, The Sfardim say the Ein Kelekeinu, the Pitum Akteiris, and then they say Aleinu. So that's the Kaddish Basra before Aleinu. That's the Ikar for the Tayelis HaNefesh. Interesting. And of course, without the Ari HaKadosh, how would you know which is the Ikar Kaddish that provides the Tayelis? Again, we don't have the antennae for those kind of things. So we have zoicha to neshamas that are able to do that for us. So he says, "Lochein toiv shezeh isha im kadosh im kaidem zeh kadosh v'zeh aloshin." Hareini muchan loyma ata kadosh uvochu kitakonas chazal shetikna loyma acha kriyas pita maktayres kaidem amiras alenu shabeach. Hareini mechavim b'amiras hakadosh zeh l'toyelis nefesh pliny ben pliny. For the person that he's saying kadosh for, he should mention his name. La oira rachmim l'menuchas nafsha uvocha uvenishmasa b'menuchas shananis began eden kol zeh nusach yema kaidem tonet veliyo. Before he says, you know, Tanud Al Yol at the end of the Pita Maktiris. Achach Yom Tanud Al Yol v'Yom HaKadosh. Gam Oid B'chol Yom Acha Kol HaKadosh B'Seif HaYom Yomar. B'Kosh Hazu Yiratzim Fenecha Shem L'Kenel Ke'avaseinu Shetokhus V'Tachmul L'Terachim B'Roid V'Achamecha V'Hazadokha Nefesh Ruach Neshama Shal Ploini Ben Ploini The Naran Nefesh Ruach Neshama L'Man HaKadoshim Shamarti Ani Abdecho B'Yom HaZeh T'Vatel Kol HaMekatrugim Mastinim V'Yamdu Melitza Yosher L'Holitz Toiv Al Nafsh Ruach Neshmosa V'Tal V'Aleim HaSholim V'Yishkenu B'Menuch HaSholim Hashkeit V'Veta V'Tag V'Chazadokha Midas Adin V'Yimtiku Akvuhois So he already goes into terminology of Kabbalah. So the Maisi, he says that there should be, what is he driving at? I think the Kavonis are trying to say that you can't just stop say Kaddish. You have to say Zeh HaKisa Shel Eliyahu Zochel HaKod. You have to direct it and identify the Kaddish that is for a stranger. If I say it's a parent, it's a natural thing. Because since the son is saying Kaddish, it's automatically accruing to the Sechus. But a stranger has to give an address. He has to provide the address. So he says that before he says the Kaddish, he should take and say who the Kaddish is for. So there are many people actually, not this Nusuch necessarily, but when they say Kaddish for someone else, they mention the name before, and I'm saying Kaddish for, Pliny ben Pliny, and then they say the Kaddish.